USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police departments in two U.S. cities are in mourning today after losing members in the line of duty. An Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed and his partner injured when they approached the driver of a car near I-10 just outside Phoenix early today. The man then getting hold of one of their guns and firing at them.
Lives have been shattered and ruined, and we're all in a little bit of a state of shock this morning.
Colonel Frank Milstead saying the wounded officer is expected to recover. He would not address the status of the suspect. In Milwaukee, they're remembering a 17-year veteran of the city police force there who was shot and killed yesterday. Mayor Tom Barrett says,
words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
That suspect's in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The State Department's Religious Freedom Summit continuing with remarks from top administration officials.
The right to believe or not believe is the most fundamental of freedoms.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the summit, Pence saying a shocking number of people still live in regions of the world where religious freedom is either threatened or denied.
When religious liberty is denied or destroyed, we know that other freedoms, freedom of speech, of press, assembly, and even democratic institutions themselves are imperiled.
Pence saying nations that deny religious freedom breed radicalism and resentment among their citizens. He specifically mentioned China, North Korea, and Iran as key offenders. Facebook could be on track for the worst one-day stock drop ever seen by a stock in Wall Street history. The social media giant having reported its number of active users fell short of expectations and revenue growth will likely slow for the rest of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A couple of economic reports released by the government today as orders for durable goods are up. The Commerce Department saying those orders for big-ticket items rose by 1% in June. That is short of the 3% bump economists had forecast, but it's an improvement over May, which saw a 0.3% slide. More U.S. workers are filing for unemployment benefits. This morning's report from the Labor Department showing 217,000 Americans filing those initial claims last week, 9,000 more than the previous week's revised total. However, analysts have been expecting to see about 219,000 people filing initial claims last week, so they came in a couple of thousand below that. The biggest increases in claims, though, were in California, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Minnesota. The sharpest fall-offs in New York, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, and Kentucky. UFC fighter Conor McGregor is accepting a plea deal, avoiding jail time for a brawl at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. During a court appearance in Brooklyn Criminal Court this morning, he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct for the April incident where he chucked a metal dolly at the window of a bus inside the Barclays Center loading dock. He ended up injuring two UFC fighters in that incident. You can find us online whenever you want. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.